This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Athletes from all over the world are parading into the Tokyo Olympic Stadium to represent their nations as the pandemic-delayed Summer Games gets underway. For the first time, their smiles are hidden behind masks, and most countries represented by both male and female flag bearers, another Olympic first. The opening ceremony is normally a star-studded display with celebrities, but it lacked the usual glitz with fewer than 1,000 people in attendance, strict social distancing rules, and signs calling on spectators to, quote, be quiet around the venue. Regardless, it marks a coming together of the world with an audience of hundreds of millions around the globe tuning in for the sports showcase. The opening featured fireworks and a moment of silence to honor those who were lost to COVID-19. With a nod to Japanese tradition represented by wooden Olympic rings linked to the 1964 games. This year's games run until August 8th. About 11,000 athletes from 204 national Olympic countries are expected, along with a team of refugee athletes competing under the Olympic flag. Pallbearers in military attire carried late Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. They carried his body in a closed wooden coffin as his funeral got underway on Friday, 2 weeks after he was shot dead at home in an assassination still under investigation. Moïse was gunned down in his home in Port-au-Prince on the night of July 6, setting off a political crisis in the country, a country already struggling with poverty and lawlessness. There were more protests with anger over the many questions that remain unanswered over the assassination, which the government claims was carried out by a team of largely Colombian mercenaries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.